Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
Long bone of the Mo Thugs movement, part of the Bone Thugs and Harmony family tree, the 86ers brand ambassador. Check it out though, listen. In a world full of followers, be proud to be different. Be an 86er. So what I need y'all to do is go to the 86ers.net. We got the dopest apparel, men and women. Everything you need for a fresh start. I'm talking tees, zip-ups, tanks, hoodies, and the best hats at a price nobody can match. I'ma ask you this though. What do your clothes say about you? If you don't know, come to the 86ers.net and find yourself out. And a special shout out to Don McGuire, the host of The Fighter's Voice. Salute, big homie.
Welcome to The Fighter's Voice. I'm your host, Don McGuire. We got a hell of a show for you. This last Saturday, I'll tell you what, BKFC is killing it. But if you really want to talk about the man in charge, the one that everybody's looking at, a true veteran of the sport, I believe he's fought for King of the Cage, Strike Force, Bellator, the UFC, you name it, he's been there. But I like to call this his new defining moment because I think he truly has found his place in bare knuckle fighting. Welcome, Joey Beltran. What's up, brother?
How are you, sir?
Oh, bro, it was an honor to see you fight Saturday night. The Mexicutioner went in there, and you handled business, but you made a statement that really caught me off guard, and it probably was one of the most prevalent statements made in the sport. You said winning a title means nothing, but defending it is everything. What did that moment mean for you, Joey?
Oh, man, it was definitely made it all worth it. Yeah, I mean, it definitely, like I said, I basically said it, it doesn't really mean anything. If I would have won and had I lost in the first defense, then I'm just like everybody else, you know, not really establishing control of the situation. And ultimately, that's what I set out to do. And, I was successful in doing it.
Do you think that do you wish that bare knuckle would have came along sooner? Or are you glad the way your career played out? Because you look at you in bare knuckle, and, brother, you're killing it. Now you're a two-time world champion. You've got the John L. Sullivan diamond belt. You know, you couldn't be any happier. Do you feel if bare knuckle would have came along sooner, that it would have meant more to you, or do you feel it came at the right time?
Yeah, man, everything happens when it's meant to happen. Who knows? Like, it was just perfect timing for me with the way everything was, my life was going, and, you know, like, I had to go through a serious bottom. For me, like I had lost control of my life. I went to rehab for 4 months, and then I got out of rehab, and I was financially strapped, and I had an opportunity to go quick money grab out in Russia, fight Sergey Kharitonov on 5 week notice, and I went out there and did that. And then after I did that, I was like, okay, like I should still fight, you know. And I started training, and you know, it sucks because. Basically, my ex-wife put it to me like this, like, you're going to fight? Like, we're not going to stay together if you stay fighting. And so I was like, fuck. Well, this is what I'm called to do. This is what I'm meant to do. I mean, she, like, I get it, man. She kind of just associated with me. But fighting with everything bad that I did. She associated, like, fighting with me doing drugs, with me cheating on her, me being a horrible husband. It's like, it was all because of fighting, because of the environment that I was in, because of the reckless, wild people that I was around. Really, it was about me. It was me making all the decisions, and me being a fucking horrible dude and all that shit, you know? So once I got control of all that, I'm like, dude, I'm still can fucking physically do this. This is what I'm called to do. You know, I went off, you know, made a left turn when I should have made a right and fucking lost control. Okay, but now I got control back. I'm still young enough. Like, I want to do this. I'm called to do this. So, you know, I made the rough decision and chose to stay fighting. And we're not together anymore. We're not married. And then, but, you know, life's supposed to work out the way it's going to work out. And it's worked out so far.
Yeah, I feel you on that, bro. I've been in the business half my life, and I've been on that same boat. I've been on that same boat, homie. You know, there's two things that really stuck in my mind that I wanted to ask you tonight. You know, because Marcel Stamps, they say, oh, he's tremendous at boxing, he's this. You know, and in the beginning of the fight, the jab did perplex you a little bit. But your fight IQ was tremendous. You were cutting the ring off. You weren't letting him run because he was trying to jab and run. And you really took the fight to him. Around the second round, what was it in you that knew to just cut him off and go for it? Because ultimately he ended up, you know, stopping the fight on his own. He refused to fight you. You know, what did it mean for you to beat somebody that was supposedly so acclaimed in boxing?
You know, I just kind of knew. Like, it went exactly how I knew it was going to go, how I planned it out. And, you know, it just took me a little bit longer to find him. I kind of got a little bit thrown off. My corners got me back on track as far as cutting him off. I think I was chasing him a little.
Yeah.
And then I once, like, in the middle of the second or third round, like, second round, he fucking cracked me really, really hard in the ear. He popped my cauliflower ear, and my head was, like, throbbing. Then I had the blood in my eye for like, 30 good seconds. I was like, fuck, I couldn't see, I couldn't hear anything. And then I was like, it's all right, he's right in front of me. And so I was just chucking him. In the middle of that round, like, I remember, like, thinking, like, fuck, no, like, no, it can't go this way. And then in the middle of the second round, like, in the middle of the second and third round, like, my corners, like, did a really good job. You got to fucking step to the right. He's running the same direction every time. So then the third round, that's when I fucking really found him with that solid right hand that gave him whiplash, if you watch the replay. You know, and I kind of, like, attribute that to him saying that he got hit in the neck because he hit himself. He fucking gave himself whiplash. I hit him so hard. So he was probably a little...
But the thing of it is, too, go ahead.
Yeah, he was already a little dazed, I think. Like, mentally got him kind of out of there, and then the whiplash of his neck, that's probably why his neck fucking hurt.
Yeah, his neck actually whipped back into your leg. They showed the replay because he was trying to tell the ref that you hit him in the back of the head. You know, I don't wish this on any fighter, but I've been in many gyms, and it's hella funny when it happens. You know, I noticed you kind of crack a smile when he sat in the corner and chummed up all over the squared circle. At that moment, did you realize that the fight was going to be yours, bro?
Yeah, once he started complaining, saying he got hit in the back of the head, like, I knew damn well I didn't touch his head. I was like, oh,
yeah,
he's looking for a way out. He doesn't want to be here anymore. Just got to get him. So, yeah.
You know, I saw a picture of you. It's your actual profile picture now with you and your mom, I believe. You know, what does it mean for you to be able to represent your family and become a two-time world champion? What does it mean between you and them? You know, what do they see in Joey Beltran?
Yeah, I mean, it's extremely a sense of pride and you know, whereas before, I almost kind of like didn't like when everybody talked about me fighting. I didn't like it. It was weird. I was like, because in my head I was going through so much personal shit and like just feeling like I would fucking lose one, win one, lose one, win one. And I would just dwell so much on the losses. I'm like, fuck, dude, I fucking suck. I can't get any traction, you know, in my career. I can't fucking do anything right. you know, never really giving myself enough fucking grace or fucking enough credit for the fact that you're fighting the fucking best guys in the world. You're not fighting fucking King of the Cage or Gladiator Challenge. You're in the fucking UFC, bro. You're in the fucking Bellator. Like, these are the best. And so, I mean, people, I haven't really liked so much when people would talk about me being a fighter. I still kind of don't. But now, like, I let them. It's all right. They get it. They have a reason to be proud. They have a reason to, like, brag. This is my son. He's a world champion. I like that. It's cool now.
I'm kind of the same way. You know, people call me because, you know, I'm a photographer too, so people say, oh, he's a 2-time Hall of Fame legend. And, no, I'm not. I'm just Don. You know what I mean? I don't walk in front of you. I don't walk behind you. I'm your equal. But, you know, it's always cool to know where family sits. Now, you made a statement that kind of took me back a little bit. And, you know, I know in this sport we like to get our lessons back. And you said you'd like to run it back with Arnold Adams. But wouldn't that be, really, now that you're a 2-time heavyweight world champion at BKFC, wouldn't that be a step back for you, bro?
Kind of. Now I'm thinking about it, like, I don't know, man. Like, I was really thinking, honestly, after the fight, like, my ear was open, my head was throbbing, I had a fucking stitches over my eye. I'm like, you know what? Anybody else has to fucking really be worth it in terms of dollars and cents. Everybody else that I do this with really has to be a fucking money fight. It can't be, like, fighting Arnold Adams again. Like, no, it's got to either be Mark Godbeer or fucking somebody big that they bring in, like a Frank Mir, like, who has a rumor, or anybody else big that they bring in, Shannon Briggs. Somebody big that's going to make money. Because this is not, you know, anybody that I win, look, I won by knockout, and I fucking still have damage. You know,
it's
got to be worth it.
Yeah, you got to make it worth it. It's got to be worth your time. But I will say that I did see a call out by, you know, Godbeer. We'll see what Dave Feldman and Nate Shook, where they take that. But, you know, I think you deserve, you know, a true payday for what you've given to the sport. You know, everybody defines it as the new era of bare knuckle. But there's one thing that a lot of people are forgetting, and I think you're the only one to do it. You know, I think you're the only 2-time world champion now in BKFC.
Yeah. I think in the history of the Police Gazette title, like going back to John L. Sullivan, I think only defended it once or never defended the belt. I'm not sure. But regardless, like, it was fucking historical. It was real shit.
Yeah, you know, so now you're cemented in history, bro. You're not just building a legacy, but you're in the history books. What does that mean to Joey Beltran?
You know, honestly, right now, not too much. It's something that I'll look back when I'm said and done. Like, I take notice of it, but I mean, honestly, dude, my mindset right now, I'm watching Marcel Stamps fight on replay and just fucking so mad about all the shit that I could have done better, that I should have done, that I practiced in training camp, that I didn't do in the fight. And, like, yeah, everybody on the outside will see, oh, you won by knockout. You should be stoked. I'm, like, fucking really upset. Like, I would give myself, like, a C- on that fight. Like, 100%. Like, once I started touching him, I got him out of there. Okay, well, why did it take me 4 rounds to start touching him? That's what I'm looking at. Like, where the fuck was this guy? Like, was he really that fast? Like, oh, was it my error? And so, like, that's what I'm looking at. Because I'm not looking, like, to just get wins. I'm looking to fucking dominate. I'm looking to get out of there with as little damage as possible. And, you know, so not really thinking too much, to be honest with you, about the cool stuff, about the historical stuff. That's something that I'll be able to look back onto when I'm done. And because it is legitimate history, like, it ain't going anywhere. You know, all the Hall of Fame talk and all the historical landmarks will still be there. I can definitely go back when I'm older and take my grandkids and stuff like that. But, you know, right now, you know, we're still focused on the task at hand, and that's domination.
Yeah. Well, you know, I like the fact that you brought up that you're watching the Stamps fight and you're critiquing yourself, you know, as a photographer, as a journalist, and a lot of people in the sport. You know, the ones that truly care about what they do are their harshest critics. So, of course, you're going to go back and you're going to pick yourself apart because you know what? You still have every bit of passion for the sport that you should. You know, you did a tremendous job Saturday night. You know, the executioner came. You know, I know you're a little bit disappointed with your outing because you didn't do what you know you're capable of doing. But it still doesn't take that away.
Oh,
but
you know, it's all good. We have more time to get better.
Oh yeah, you will. You know, bro, you're a two-time champion now, and a lot of times in life we don't get to thank the people that truly mean something to us, the people that help get us where we're at. You know, I'm gonna pass the mic to you, and give a shout out to those that stood by you in your darkest moments, the ones that whispered the words of, you know, wisdom in your ear when you needed it. Give those people a shout out so they know.
I mean, first and foremost, my coaches, my corners, Adam Castro, who's been my friend from second grade, Brandon Glaze, been my friend since I was 14, and Jason E. Walton, who's a newest addition, but definitely was like the missing piece of the puzzle, like totally completed our corners, chemistry and everything. Like, we're just leveled up. Now we're ready to go to the next level. You know, my manager, Dave Thomas, sponsors, Hans Mollenkamp, Triumph United and Monster Energy. Well, he's been my sponsor since the second fight, but he's been a friend and a mentor throughout this whole journey. He'll never sugarcoat anything and always tell me the truth and what I need to hear. Lamp Botanicals and Royal Kratom, company based in Carlsbad, owned by my good friends Marshall and Luke. Just Carlsbad guys, you know, it's awesome. DM Building, another Carlsbad company. Danny Montijo that sponsored me big time. It's just, I probably forgot some sponsors, but that's just the big ones that come to my head that are local ones that have taken care of me. And, you know, it was great, man. I'm ready to go out there. I'm ready to take another day or two off, let my swelling in my eyes come down, and then go out and start get back in the gym, get ready again.
Oh, most definitely. You know, to my listeners, we scheduled this, but something came up for Joey, so we're going to have to cut the interview kind of short tonight, and I promised him I would. And, you know, he's been gracious enough to come on my show time and time again. I'm sure we'll have him back on in the future,
absolutely,
a longer episode. Yeah, but, Joey, if there's one statement you could give to BKFC, the fans, or just whoever you want next on the plate, bro, leave us with a final statement.
I'll say that bottom line, I got four more title defenses. You know, so strap in and get ready.
I love it, bro. I appreciate you coming on, champ. Congratulations. You're now in history. Keep creating history, bro. You're making the sport proud, and tremendous fight, brother. God bless you.
Thank you.
For coming on.
Have
the
a
show,
great night.
Homie.
Thank you, man.
Bye-bye. You too, brother. Yeah, bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, I wish we would have kept the show longer, but he was still caught up at a dinner function, and he was still gracious enough to come on the show for 20 minutes. And, you know, it takes me that much just to get warmed up, but still a gracious opportunity to interview a two-time world champion. You know, he's being put in the history books. He probably will be inducted into the Hall of Fame here shortly through Scott Burt. You know, and I don't even think John L. Sullivan defended his title. So I think Joey Beltran's the first one in bare-knuckle history to defend the heavyweight title. That's quite a feat. I'm very proud of him. With that being said, hey man, easy show, and I get to go. And I want to thank my sponsors, Finished MMA with Juan Martinez. I want to thank the champ, the executioner, Joey Beltran, Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships, Dave Feldman, Nate Shook, and everybody else that has my back. I want to give a holler up to my boy, Brian Halderson in Canada. Appreciate you, homie. Appreciate you always having my back. On that note, have a good night, and God bless.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this world.